I kind of had a theme going in the order I was going to read poems based on the heat wave we've been having, but the weather kind of worked against me. Still, this first poem's called Hit the Beach. Teenagers have cornered the market on attention from the elders. This might be my last chance. I can fight the aging process. Watch me become another person. Just bring me one more drink. My softness is absorbent. Pray, set me free in malleability, or else accept the burden of cleanup duty. A shifting silhouette is ripe for typecasting. My flesh wobbles as I trample a castle's remains, betrayed by high tide. I bask in the disdain. Am I different yet? Had I muscle tone or an observable waist, I'd be trusted to deliver my own meaning. If my temperament is more sand trap than sandbar, how can I ever grow up? The smallest island. One. You hold your breath so long the swimming teacher plucks you from the shallows. An empty parking lot fumes in your belly. A reverse splash, gasp, your grin flipped onto the tiles. The first dessert you ever tasted whips itself into reflux. As if all the trees in the world were housed, there are no imaginations left. Two. Beach bound, you launch out, toes spread, boogie board jouncing into white caps. The waves float plastic as you paddle, and you're swallowed in sea glass and cans. Undertow crashing knee to coral. Blood drifts like jellyfish across your goggles. Three. You dig a fingernail into turquoise vinyl. Your sister turns over in a lawn chair, her skin glossy and marked by the straps. While handstanding, you see her sandal drift to the deep end. It settles amid ant clusters at pool bottom. You dive to rescue it, but she throws it back. Fetch. Four. You laugh until the corners of your mouth crack. The tide approaches steadily. Summers blur into one sloppy memory. Disney is Wasega, is Cape Cod. Photos from this day are sun-bleached. You, hand on hip, on the boardwalk. Your sister, stained with two melted scoops. A relative you don't recognize follows her, carrying plastic buckets. Mother buries you on the beach until only your face feels air. Palm trees cut triangles of shadow onto the water. Natural crime. I allow myself skin, not the meat of the animal. It's better to eat what will grow back. This I learned from a children's program that turned out to be sponsored by endemic plants. Look at the blazing sun refracting a magenta shroud for city buildings. Nature was once America's pastime, but times are tough. The Matryoshka doll in an orca's belly bleeps its location to marine biologists. Whales are the new heartthrobs. One day they'll fulfill their purpose, then disappear. I plated the whole fish with its lidless eye, reflecting that I'd never scaled, seldom gutted. Evolution gives me hope that my children will be immune to mosquitoes, which might mean they'll be tasteless. Have you ever heard of the funnel theory? Bred for size will shrink to occupy Victorian dollhouses. Ultimately, we'll succumb to the influence of ant colonies who will chant, "Behold the twilight of your species." Regard the blood moon while a man howls. An untraceable myth has failed us. Perseids. You shave paint from shingles for days in a way so angry it's graceful. Yellow confetti blankets the ground. Our archives are returning to you, not in paint, not even in colors, but in repetitive tasks. Today, my work is to transcribe. I write clumsy, then cross it out. The list could become a map, and if you follow it, you might fall. Instead, I jot accomplished, alongside other words you've long disowned, and in their foreignness, I hope to confer some illumination. The future is sealed because night will come. In sleep, we walk through unlocked doors to planets with perfect, humid air. Your body is exhausted, crouched and tender, even in recovery. As we trade pillows, Perseid meteors dash across the night. Come morning, you're launched onto scaffolding. That feeling like watching someone use your furniture as if it were theirs. Midsummer signal. Oh, it was sunny above the cloud line. I climbed steep ridges, suffered shrub-bloodied ankles to call you and left the same message each time. Once armed to the nines with appraisals, guts spun inside me like soft serve. I described the archipelago until your mailbox was full, rinsed my wounds in brackish water. In a crumbling castle, I traversed a velvet rope to the royal weapon room and counted so many guns I got vertigo. On a guided tour, I learned that when the sun shines for years on leather wallpaper, it splits and shrivels. Storied lore in colors is ruined slowly over time, as everything is. Lo, sometimes even in the lap of Baroque luxury, you can't escape daylight. Homecoming. You're at the Cal Tire in Vanderhoof when the first signs of life climb out the back of a Suburban, tossing a cape of muck across your dungarees. I wait until you leave town to flog my sorry. You're stranded at the camp scales. I predict an abandoned food processor discovered in your brain's pleasure center, that you'll barble your way to the crick. I still itch for your closet room, so cold, spectral breath spooked our sleep, for dry humping till someone's zipper breaks. It will sting, taste bitter when you hear what I've done. Your face crests bushward. Home team. I apologize for connective instincts, like how I think of my father each time I eat a nectarine. I am the grandbaby of an MLB player. Yes, two generations away from talent. I wear my goals and failures like ankle weights. Take me out. I could learn to make him proud. Years pile up enough to swagger. It's on me to hew time into palatable chunks. I think of my children with each bicep curl. My body is a joke. Maybe you've heard it before. It lives in an overpriced apartment, prefigures its own dysmorphia. I started out too far behind. That is, I was born late in the day. Warmth pours into me. I can't retain it. Sun slides off my back. The burn is aimless, so I carry, carry, carry. I think I'm going to read a new Jewish poem. It's called The Pocket. An untouchable and drastic movement soothed us into 200 square feet. It's the city, we say. We hold on to more or less the same things, side by each. Don't ask after us. We've been combing an edge into this sand for months. We vacation to the north. An empty path is our path for the minor seconds during which we sense its beauty, pass over it to stare at fog, the chimneys across the mountains, maybe even until the slaps of our entitled feet are inaudible from a significant distance. Autumn is already rubbing its scent on corners. It calls for reducing cold, tangible room. We'll stitch up a cerulean pool into a pocket, make it usable. We could live here, you say. Imagine we lived here, I say. The water gains speed, bounces light back, dives into and out of the question. Fish and bird. The smallest cut has the fewest needs. The largest cut's requirements surpass our abilities. That slit's impossible to find unless by chance, and then proves tough to classify. Recognizable as flesh, not slash or butterfly, lance or scrape, neither prepared event nor accident. It exists between, a split virtually in twain. The largest cut plumbs unreachable depths, swims with blind, frightening fish. Its unlimited closets, hidden attics, shake with the captured wind from the hubbub of birds' wings. To call it a sinkhole mightn't be wrong. The smallest cut is childhood, every memory a splinter. The largest cut is your potential, beckoning with inborn chirps, like everything you couldn't say and everything you did. Thank you.